We have no idea where the president is leaning in terms of making a nomination or who he would name. But I'm starting to hear new buzz around the name Loretta Lynch, the sitting attorney general.
Well, I think many people would like to see an African-American on the Supreme Court. We don't really need to go into Clarence Thomas's background or his behavior on the court. But I think to have an African-American voice that has definitely not been there since Thurgood Marshall would really be an incredible contribution to our country. And, you know, I'm sure that the president is going to nominate somebody that it's going to make it very hard for the Republicans to come up with a legitimate justification for why they won't conduct a hearing. But let's see. I'm hoping public pressure will make them do their job.
Do you think that whomever the president would nominate, be they African-American or not, that would be more moderate, would in any way temper some of the hostility of the Republicans to going on with the process? Or no matter what he did, no matter who he nominated, there's some that are going to dig in and try to stall this until we have a new president.
But resist, we much. We must and we will much about that be committed.
All right, Congresswoman Karen Bass. And I might note, neither you or I are suggesting Clarence Thomas is not African-American. We just may agree with how he has.
It's an African-American voice.
That's right. All right. I just wanted to clarify that.